Hello, it's Mac. It's Mac Ogan here in Audioboo. I was listening to the latest Audioboo from Christian Paynat documentary on his telephone conversation regarding, oh my goodness, I've forgotten. Is it 3G? You know, the company? It was regarding a SIM card deal he was looking for. So that would allow him to travel about and get all the benefits he was used to with Vodafone, because he's going from Vodafone to, well, whoever else he signs up with. And it's interesting to hear Christian basically talking the sales guy into following a procedure that would suit Christian. So he could speak to this guy and, yeah, you tweet me and I'll tweet you. I think probably when the guy went off the phone, he probably thought, wait a minute, hold on, rewind, what happened there? But what got me thinking was, Christian talked about the deals and who, which companies look after you, you know, after sales, in other words. And it got me thinking about some of the companies, the suppliers that I've dealt with over the years and my opinion on them. So I'm going to stick, like Christian, to telephone deals or telephone conversation, telephone connections, as it were. And the first one I talk about is Vodafone. I've been with Vodafone for so many years now, I've forgotten. I tried, I think it was 02, way back, years and years ago, tried it for 1 year, dumped it, rubbish. Reception was very poor, and their service, after-sales service, wasn't very good either, so I went straight back to Vodafone. And I guess unless some drastic changes, I'll stick with them. If I have any problems, if I want to phone them about something to do with my contract, with the bill, with anything in general, to be honest with you, even with special deals, they have been fantastic with me, I have to say that. And if you get a service like that, you're, well, realistically, you're going to stick with that. I'm not saying they're the cheapest, I'm not saying they're the best at everything, but in the overall package, Vodafone for me is brilliant, and I love them. I contacted them even just recently and regarding my contract and upgrades and a couple of other items to do with my current contract. And they were brilliant, absolutely brilliant, explaining everything and saying, yeah, if you want to think about it, yeah, give us a call back, we can sort it out, all this kind of things. And that's what you want, and that's what I love about Vodafone. So, Vodafone for me, I'm not sure if Christian actually said that he was leaving Vodafone for the reasons that he wasn't getting good service, I can't remember now, apologies for that, Christian. But as far as I'm concerned, they're bang on, and I'm going to stick with them. Similarly, BT, not regarding BT telephone lines as such, but BT broadband. And I've been with BT for years and years and years, and certainly because if I phone BT, if I phone the helpline, I will guarantee to get through right away. I don't mean within seconds, but you know what I mean. Pretty much, I won't be able to put on a long queue with annoying music or transfer from one person to the other. All I need to do is wait maybe a minute or two and I will get through to someone, no problem. And even if it is coming from my conversation with someone in Mumbai, as it probably has been for a number of years now, I still get exemplary service. They, whatever they do over there, they tutor the guys or the girls up well, and they can pretty much nail down what the problem is, tell me, take me through step by step what to do with the modem, with the router, with my iMac desktop, and actually take you step by step. Fortunately, I've got cordless phones, or if you want, your mobile phone, so I can wander around the house and go to the master station and come back to the Mac, and etc. etc. And they're brilliant, and I've even actually transferred. You can allow someone else somewhere, anywhere in the world, to take over your screen. I've allowed them to do that in the past. I haven't needed that service for a long, long while, but in the past, and fixed all my settings, and it's bloody brilliant. So BT broadband, absolutely brilliant. I'm going to stick with them for that, even though, again, they're not necessarily the cheapest, they're not necessarily the best at everything, but the package is fantastic. And the other one, I think number four, but I'll stick with three, Apple. I can't say enough about Apple. Whether I go into the store or whether I phone the store, I've got a little problem. Yeah, come on, we'll book you an appointment, no problem. If you haven't got an appointment, come in, we'll probably squeeze you in somewhere. Or on the telephone. Look, this isn't happening, that happened. That they are brilliant. I can honestly say I've never had one incident where I came off the phone and said, you know, that was rubbish. I wasn't treated well, or, you know, they didn't really help me. They are brilliant. And again, that's what you want. It's a whole package. If you're out for pure economy, sure, go for it. But will you get it? Yeah. Ah, well, maybe you'll be lucky. As far as I'm concerned, these are three suppliers that I would definitely stick with. And I only stick with them because of what I've just said. They are brilliant. They provide brilliant service. Sometimes phoning you back. In fact, often phoning you back and asking you if the service that you received was how you expected and rating it. This is how they obviously keep in touch with their employees' attitude and skills, etc. But for me, absolutely. Those three in particular, there was another one, but it's gone out of my mind just now. But those three in particular are absolutely brilliant suppliers as far as I'm concerned. Maybe someone will say, well, you just haven't stepped out of the box, as it were. Well, I have, actually, with all three. Well, apart from Apple, of course. Once I went to Apple, I've never had any reason to go anywhere else. They've been brilliant. Even when your Mac packs in and you phone them up, they'll try and talk you on the phone through, you know, reboot. Oh, that's not working. We'll try this and try that and try that. And they have been fantastic. So it may sound just a wee bit too excited about these suppliers, but that's how I feel about them. I feel I'm confident with them. If something goes wrong, I know that I can literally lift the phone and within 2 or 3 minutes I'll be speaking to someone who will be knowledgeable and who will talk me through the problem or answer the questions that I want answered, and they'll do it professionally, and I'll come off the phone glad that I've stuck with those services. So, there you go. Again, I don't know why Christian's leaving Vodafone. Maybe it's just because the deals aren't working for him anymore. And to be honest with you, this 4G that's out and about just now, I've never been tempted to jump into any of those until they fix out 3G. 3G in our area. I'm not going to bother about 4G. Let's get 3G everywhere before we talk about putting 4G out. So that's just for me, by the way. That's a personal opinion. So there you go, three excellent suppliers as far as I'm concerned, and I will continue to stick with them through thick and thin, through light and dark, through sunshine and rain. What a load of nonsense that is, isn't it? Bye for now.